At its core, coronation is a stage performance. It's hard to describe, but take 300 volunteers, 6,000 audience members, poignant political gaffes, campy controversial catastrophes, tacky troubling topics, and you get its basic makeup. Rick Frederick is one of this year's MCs. He's putting on makeup for his costume, which includes massive angel wings and golden high heels. To him, coronation is a tradition.
With these sorts of fools parades, fools fairs, and have been going on in multicultures, and it's really kind of great when you see everybody come together and bring an old tradition, you know, keep it alive.
Coronation started as a spoof to Coronation in 1951 by Joe Salick in the San Antonio Little Theater to be part of Night in Old San Antonio.
And they performed the Coronation, the court of the cracked salad bowl.
Trinity professor Amy Stone has been studying coronation. She says it was in IOSA for about 13 years. However,
gradually they became more vulgar and they started making fun of San Antonio politics. They got themselves in trouble, essentially. So in 1964, the San Antonio Conservation Society kicked them out of Night in Old San Antonio for being too adult and too vulgar and not a family show anymore. It was performed one or two more times, but it wasn't really revived until 1982.
Coronation has its own version of King Antonio, except he's called King Anchovy. And this year, there's a queen at his side.
King Anchovy the 49th. And Queen Anchovy the First, Steve Antonio, the House of New York.
The entire court is called Frivolous Feats and Festive Faux Pas. It includes skits with Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman, Wendy Davis and Greg Abbott in The Hunger Games, Boy Scouts waving rainbow flags, members of City Council bowing down to HEB's mascot, H.E. Buddy, like an idol, to close Main Street, and Goat singing alongside Carrie Underwood during her live Sound of Music performance on NBC. I promise I'm not making any of this up. A reoccurring favorite is the Pointless Sisters, a group of less than eloquent drag queens who are gracing the stage this year in flamenco dresses. Tencha Lahefe, the boss of the queens, says their skit is always meant to not make sense.
We were a little drunk one time when we saw this Mexican movie and we said, let's do folklorico. So that's what we're doing tonight. A little bit of color, a little bit of piñatas. That's the whole point. It's pointless. The only point we have is I can't say it on the radio, so that's all I'm going to say.
I'm part of a group of 10 people this year, dressed in full beard, long hair, and duck camouflage as a member of Duck Dynasty in What the Duck, the court of anti-queer wisequacks. Robert Ream is our designer.
We have the duck dudes, of course, and then we also threw in Daffy and Donald with their hijinks. Well, that's about all I can tell you without giving too much away. And it culminates in a big love fest. It's hopefully one of our best coronation corncoctions. I call them corncoctions.
This is his 20th non-consecutive year in coronation. Yes, coronation sounds ridiculous, but that's part of the fun. There are no sacred cows, and someone is bound to be offended somewhere. But coronation, like all fiesta events, is a charity. Coronation President Tom McKenzie says most of the money goes to HIV and AIDS prevention.
This year, the money that we raise is benefiting two institutions, San Antonio AIDS Foundation and Beat AIDS.
Some of the money also funds the Robert Ream Theater Arts Scholarship. Last year, coronation raised nearly $200,000. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.
Thy will be done on South Alamo as it is in heaven.